We've got a great lineup this year. We're really kicking it up a notch because, believe it or not, this is our kind of anniversary party for Lori and myself every year. Yep. It always falls on the same weekend as our anniversary, and this is our 30th anniversary, so we thought we'd kick it up a notch and invite some of our best friends back to Eureka Springs and some artists that we've never had here before, and hopefully, you know, kind of mix it up again and give everyone a show that they'll always remember, like we do every year.
Every year.
Yeah. This year, we're going to start off the weekend Thursday night with our anniversary party. We're bringing Marquise Knox back in to open up for the Cate Brothers.
Awesome.
And the Cates are reuniting basically for our anniversary party. They've been great friends since 1973 when I first saw I believe it was probably 1974 when I first saw them at the Whitewater Tavern down in Little Rock. Been a huge fan of theirs ever since, and even though they did Union Man, I still love them.
That's part of the reason I love them.
That disco edge to that song is not my favorite of theirs, but they've put out so much beautiful music over the years, and of course have, you know, been part of the blues royalty to me over the years, with them being the band, so to speak, for some of the tours of Levon and the band. So they're
right.
Really some of my favorites ever. Just always enjoyed their music and their musicianship on top of the music, because they are, you know, really some of the finest musicians in Northwest Arkansas.
Agreed. Yes.
Friday we're doing a tribute to the legends that we lost last year. We have musicians coming in literally from all over the world to take part in this. We're going to pay tribute to several of my friends that we lost this last year. I've been really mourning a lot of past friends, and we thought, you know, the best way of doing that is to celebrate their music.
Sure.
So think about Honey Boy Edwards, Hubert Sumlin, Pine Top Perkins, Willie Big Eye Smith, and Louisiana Red. Those were all really dear friends, so we're going to play tribute to them, and we've got a lot of musicians that are coming in that have played with them over the years, including the Blue Ice Band from Iceland.
Huh.
A guy named Halldór Bragason has been kind of the European band for a lot of the legendary band, so to speak, the Legends Band, which would be really the folks that backed up Muddy Waters, and then, of course, with Hubert, we're throwing in the tribute to, of course, Howlin' Wolf's music that Hubert played with for so many years. So we got some really cool things going on. These are folks that have backed up all of those legends over the years and shared the stage with them over the years to give them a proper tribute, and that'll be the opener for Tommy Castro Band. And Tommy has slimmed down his band, and it's all actually back to Tommy Castro and the Painkillers.
All right.
So it's the original Tommy Castro lineup that, you know, really took the world by storm back in the 80s and really has become one of the leading bands in the blues world. More Band of the Year nominations and wins for Tommy Castro than any other band in the Blues Foundation's BMA or Handy Award process. So really great band there.
Now, is this a three-piece?
Actually, it'll be five-piece.
Five-piece, okay.
Yep. Just not with the double horns and things like he had been traveling with. $5 gallon gasoline can get to a band leader real fast.
And no doubt.
So he's trimmed it down and has reduced his airfare costs and made it to where, you know, smaller festivals like us can afford Tommy back again.
So we're up to Friday, right?
Correct. We've given them the Friday lineup. Now let's tell them all about Saturday.
Awesome.
First, we start out at noon on Saturday with Marquise Knox doing a Harmonica for Kids workshop in Basin Spring Park.
Huh.
We did it last year. We're going to do it again this year. We'll give away harmonicas to the first 100 kids this year. We bought 50 last year. We're buying 100 Hohner harmonicas this year to give away to the kids. So kids big and small, old and young, can come to the Basin Spring Park and join Marquise and a couple of other great harmonica players that we're going to be bringing in to kind of show the kids how to play a blues song. song, and then get them all to play a blues song by the end of the hour. So we've got that, several more great bands. We'll end up with the Aerials, one of the favorite regional bands on Saturday evening in the park, that will lead into Angelo's Drumming. We've always recognized African drumming as being kind of the roots of the rhythm of the blues, and Angelo, being a world-class drummer, we've talked him into being part of Blues Weekend this year, to where we'll segue right into his community drumming and then go from there back into all of the other shows. Now, concurrent with that, we'll have shows going on in the auditorium starting in the early afternoon with Nathan Aronowitz and Max RPM. Nathan A. won the local Blues Society's challenge and represented him down the Blues Society down at the IBC in Memphis, the International Blues Challenge. So whoever wins the locals, we always use them as the openers for the Saturday afternoon at the auditorium. We'll follow him up with new Blues Hall of Famer Lazy Lester. And a lot of people in the area may not know Lester because, frankly, he hasn't played the area ever before.
Okay.
But it's a real shame because starting in 1955, he became the right-hand man for a guy named Magic Sam.
Okay.
And he has ended up playing guitar and harmonica with some of the legends, and then had 60-some-odd rock bands have now covered his music. The songs like I Hear You Knockin', Sugar-Coated Love by Johnny Winter, those are all Lazy Lester songs that people have covered over the years. But Lester truly was an Excello star back in the 50s. They finally are recognizing him at the Blues Foundation's Hall of Fame. He'll be inducted this May and will be coming to Eureka Springs to perform. And we'll show off some of that Louisiana side of the blues with a little bit of that country twang to it, because he has really been a crossover artist over the years into the country side of the blues as well. Great one-man band, and he's just a true living legend.
I've never seen Lazy Lester. That's going to be interesting for
It'll be one of the highlights for the true blues purists out there that want that legitimate old blues. We got it for you in spades there.
All right.
And we are kind of celebrating some Louisiana roots music with the next band as well, the Kenny Neal Band. Kenny and his family are coming in. We'll be performing. Kenny's been a longtime friend. I've known him for almost three decades now, and we've just been really looking forward to bringing Kenny in for Blues Weekend as the co-headliner for the night with the Ruthie Foster Band. Ruthie's Grammy-nominated blues and folk musician has played Eureka Springs before, but never the Blues Festival since we've started running it. So we're bringing her in and just really excited. She's got such a fabulous voice, creative songwriting, and just is one of my favorites.
Got a need for attention, and I can't keep it to myself. Man said he loved me, now he's off with somebody else. Grandmama, can you help me? I can't keep a man of my own. She said, girl, aim for the heart, you never go wrong.
Well, it's a beautiful event. It's all volunteer run. Everyone that does it out of their love for the blues. And it helps pass on money to our two beneficiaries that way. Rather than having to pay everyone to work the event, they've all come out and volunteered to do it because we give half of the funds to Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge. Uh-huh. They're just south of Eureka Springs. And more importantly, half of it goes to the Blues Foundation's Heart Fund. Every penny that goes into the Heart Fund goes directly to musicians in need. It's medical bills, funeral bills. During Katrina, we bought musicians' instruments to get them back onto the road. So that fund got depleted pretty heavily over the years with a lot of people getting sick. And so we're trying to raise money for it and always keep that fund ready for the next musician in need. So hopefully you can come out and join us and buy tickets and buy T-shirts, because all the profits go to 501c3 award-winning charities.
You can't beat that.
And so we're going to also this year kind of throw a little curve at everyone and bring people out to the refuge on Sunday afternoon for a blues picnic.
In addition.
Yeah, and all the volunteers get to come in for free, only $5 a head for everyone else, and you'll get to see Jones Van Jones, Lazy Lester, Marquise Knox, and one of our favorites from Northwest Arkansas, bringing in his buddy from Minneapolis. We'll have Jeremy and RJ as the Super Reverbs doing a special all-star jam out there at Turpentine Creek on Sunday afternoon.